Russia moving on Ukraine. Bump stocks ban. I'm Michael Toscano. A Ukrainian government minister says the Russians are effectively blockading two Ukrainian Azov seaports, barring 35 vessels so far from entering or leaving. Russia seized three Ukrainian Navy ships and their crews Sunday near Russia-annexed Crimea. And correspondent Fred Plytkin tells us there's no sign they'll release them soon.
The U.S. Special Representative to Ukraine saying the Russians need to give those ships back immediately. However, the Russians unfazed and not feeling too much heavy rhetoric from the White House at this point.
The Kremlin saying Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with President Trump Saturday at the G20 Economic Summit in Argentina. There's an expectation this morning the White House is moving forward with banning bump stocks, which allow some rifles to be used as automatic-style weapons.
Earlier this year, President Trump made a vow.
We're knocking out bump stocks. I've told the NRA, bump stocks are gone.
An official announcement from the White House is expected soon. Gun shop owner Mel Dragonman Bernstein doesn't like the idea.
If you're a law-abiding citizen in America and have a clean record, you should be able to own anything you want.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Correspondent Joe Ramsey is checking out new information from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that life expectancy in the U.S. continues to trend downward.
The CDC says more Americans died last year than in any year since the government began counting more than a century ago. It's a reflection of the nation's growing and aging population, but experts say the largest impacts in the numbers are coming from deaths in younger age groups, especially middle-aged people. The suicide rate, the highest in at least 50 years. Drug overdose deaths, record highs too. But some good news, cancer is killing fewer in the U.S.
Heavy rain is causing mandatory evacuations to be called in Southern California's Lake Elsinore. Flash flooding and mudslides feared in burn scar areas. Voluntary evacuations suggested in other areas, including Malibu. Stock futures pulling back from yesterday's Wall Street rally, showing losses. I'm Michael Toscano.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
President Trump heads off to the G20 Economic Summit in Argentina later today, and our Capitol Hill correspondent Linda Kenyon tells us he's going with the blessing of the Senate's top Democrat.
The two-day meeting is aimed at focusing on development, infrastructure, and food security, but it is talk on the sidelines that is likely to capture much of the attention. Those talks are expected to center on trade disputes between the U.S. and China. In a rare display of agreement, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he's standing by the president on this one.
We actually agree on the issue of China.
China must, he says, allow foreign companies to compete in its markets. It must end illegal dumping of cheap products into the U.S. market. And it must end trade espionage that threatens intellectual property. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
In a bipartisan vote, the U.S. Senate voted in favor of legislation to end U.S. involvement in the Saudi Arabian-led war in Yemen, punishment for the killing of a journalist. I'm Michael Toscano.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word HUGE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text HUGE to 797979. Text HUGE to 797979.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5. Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Warm up today, even more tomorrow. Dr. Bill has the details right now, 51. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are now clear. Perfect ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner. Again, that accident off of Grand Bay Wilmer Road with the fuel spill, but nothing gets in the roadways. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn with the show featuring 3 million Christmas lights open nightly 5 to 9. See them at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. A few showers are possible with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:07, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. You're talking about Christmas shopping last hour and the amount of time people spend for individual people on their list. I ran down the list of your spouse and your parents and brothers and sisters and all that kind of stuff. And it was an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. Let me help you out here. Why don't we cut to the chase? If you've got a guy on your list that's hard to shop for, they have everything. If they wanted the thing, they would have gotten the thing. But they're also a kind of a practical person. Telling you right now, I've been shaving with Harry's for 3 years. I've been telling you about getting on board with Harry's. Now you can do the same for somebody on your Christmas list. Harry's makes long-lasting, quality products, super reasonable prices. Heck, they get a 4.5 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot. And the term I use is I'm fiscally conservative. Some people would say frugal or whatever, fiscally conservative. And how about this? You're paying $4 or more for the replacement blades for whatever razor you're using now. Well, you can get that great shave from Harry's, $2 each for those blades. 100% quality guarantee. So if the person doesn't love the gift, returns are quick and hassle-free, but I have a feeling they won't be returning it. And right now, special offer for y'all. We partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any of their shave sets, including their limited edition holiday sets. When you go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE at checkout, plus you'll get free shipping. The offer is for new and returning customers and only available for the holidays. Each Harry shaving set comes with that ergonomic weighted handle. Feels good in your hand. You can get so many different colors and designs on that. Plus, with the gift sets, you can have the option to have them engraved for that special extra touch to the gift. Also, German-engineered 5-blade cartridges that provide that close, comfortable shave. Their foaming shave gel for a rich lather and a travel cover to protect your blades. And it all comes in a handsome holiday gift box. I put a picture of that up on Twitter. Y'all can check it out. If you want something for yourself while you're there, that's cool. You can redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of the shave before you commit. Get your holiday shopping done early, and let me add quickly, free shipping on this ends December 12th, so act now. Harrys.com, enter our code MOBILE to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. It's Harrys.com, make sure to use our code MOBILE. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, and time to check headlines, here's Kelly Finley.
I can't help but smile over here when you talk about Harry's.
I know, you've gifted Harry's yourself.
It was one of the best gifts I could have ever given.
It's kind of one of those perfect gifts.
Yeah.
I've given it too, and I've never heard anything but thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going for wife of the century.
Yeah,
on
I, think you're a strong contender.
Well, especially with it being, what, Movember now?
That's right. I mean, that's right.
My husband is working it out.
All those beards.
Yes. All right, let's give you some great news out of Foley this morning as a missing woman has been found safe. 78-year-old Gladys Novak Sutton was last seen at her home in Foley back on November the 28th, which, of course, is just one day. But the good news is she is safe. Family members, they weren't sure as to where she was heading or what she was wearing, but Foley police confirmed that she is safe.
Good.
An overnight hit and run, and now authorities need your help. Our news partners over at WKRG are reporting this morning that the Florida Highway Patrol is searching for a person that hit 26-year-old Nicholas Dumars near the intersection of Highway 98 and Santa Rosa Boulevard around 2 a.m. this morning. He was transported to a local hospital and is listed in serious condition. A witness describes the vehicle leaving the scene as a dark gray Land Rover. Mr. Dumars is from Fort Walton Beach. If you have information which can assist in this investigation, you're urged to contact police. So when you hear a quote like this, uh-oh, expecting a package from FedEx might be late. Two FedEx trucks have sideswiped each other on I-75 southbound near Barrett Parkway in Cobb. Packages are spilled everywhere on the side of the road. That quote coming from the Georgia Highway Patrol, that's a problem. If you were gently patting yourself on the back as, you know, saying, atta girl, for getting those Christmas gifts shipped early. That's right. People procrastinate. I'm just saying. Yeah, those two FedEx delivery trucks collided on Monday. That happened in Georgia. FedEx says that safety and package care are top priorities at FedEx Ground, and we are cooperating fully with law enforcement as they investigate this incident. If you had a package on that truck, or maybe you just aren't quite sure, be sure to call 1-800-GO-FEDEX. But Sean and Dalton, I've got to tell you, could you imagine seeing all those packages strewn about on the interstate and, oh, by the way, sitting in a two-hour traffic jam waiting for them to remove those packages?
Well, with that extra time, could you go check out what's like?
You can go shopping. Yeah, what's in box number one? This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, yeah, we're going to be stuck here for 2 hours to do a little shopping. Let me take the box cutter and open this one up and that one. Y'all don't do that. That's illegal. Yeah,
don't be a Grinch.
All right. Coming right back.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Prosecutors will lay out part of their case against a group home worker accused of killing an autistic man. The suspect in the case, Trent Yates, will be in court this morning for a preliminary hearing. Yates worked at a group home in Mobile where 21-year-old Matthew Cox lived. A confession 34 years after the crime. A convicted killer serving time in a California prison told investigators he also murdered two women in Mobile.
Why was he even on the street? The system really failed these women.
Gloria Bonner's mother, Hannah Mae, and her friend, Ida Mae Campbell, were killed in August 1984. Samuel Little recently confessed nearly 90 murders in a dozen states spanning from 1970 to 2005. A Dothan man pretending to be a college softball recruiter has been convicted in Florida for producing child pornography. 42-year-old Jason Ford posed as a recruiter for the University of North Florida and University of South Carolina. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Georgia Tech announced yesterday that longtime head football coach Paul Johnson will step down after this season.
Johnson's 189 career wins ranks fourth all-time among active FBS coaches. 61-year-old coach is also fourth all-time at Georgia Tech with an 82-59 record. His career coaching record is 189-98 over 22 seasons. Johnson guided the Yellow Jackets to the ACC championship back in 2009, and his team has finished first or second in the Coastal Division in 7 of his 11 seasons. Yellow Jackets finished the regular season with a 7-5 record. Now they await the announcement of their bowl game opponent. Also yesterday, Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm announced that he will remain the head coach at Purdue rather than become the new Louisville Cardinals head coach. Many people expected Brohm to return to the school where he played quarterback in his college career. Instead, he will remain at Purdue. Yahoo reports that Louisville offered Brohm $35 million over 7 years, but that Purdue, quote, sweetened Brohm's current $4 million per year deal to as much as $6 million annually while offering additional incentives to stay. Brohm led Purdue to a 6-6 mark this season that included a 49-20 upset over Ohio State. He was previously 30-10 in 3 years as the coach of Western Kentucky from 2014 to 2016. Following Brohm's announcement, the high school that he used to attend in Louisville, Trinity High School, canceled classes for today after an alleged threat was made against the school on Twitter due to Brohm's decision. Brohm attended Trinity, as did his brothers Greg and Brian, and their father Oscar is still an assistant coach with the football team. St. Matthew's Police Chief Barry Wilkerson told ESPN that his department and the FBI are currently investigating the matter. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars lost to Southern Miss 71-67. The Golden Eagles were led by Cortez Edwards, who scored 19 points. Tyree Griffin and Leonard Harper Baker each scored 18. Corey Holden led South Alabama with 28 points. Holden made 8 three-pointers. Roderick Sykes scored 14 for the Jags, and Josh Ajayi scored 11. And apparently it was Cupcake Wednesday in the SEC. Number 8 Auburn crushed St. Peter's 99-49. Number 6 ranked Tennessee beat Eastern Kentucky 95-67. Number 10 Kentucky took care of Monmouth 90-44. And in the only close game last night, Ole Miss topped San Diego 93-86. Tonight at 6 o'clock, only one SEC game on the schedule. The Alabama Crimson Tide are in Orlando, Florida to face the UCF Knights. UCF is currently favored by 6 points. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers traded veteran guard Kyle Korver to the Utah Jazz for 2 future second round picks and guard Alec Burks. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, Gulf Coast. It's me, Robert, Dr. Doom Brazil. When you're looking for a golf cart, come see my friends at the Cart Doctor. The Cart Doctor is the only new Yamaha golf cart dealer in Mobile. They have a top-of-the-line golf cart repair and maintenance shop. Service all makes and model carts. So, come check out my friends at the Cart Doctor at their new location. It's like my friend Art always says, if you like us, tell others. If you don't, tell us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. A few showers are possible with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start on the way in so far. A good ride eastbound, westbound lanes along the Bayway. Haven't had any delays there. And again, if you're traveling from the 1065 split for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, been a good ride in with no new wrecks in the roadways. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. Now open also on Friday and Saturdays for your convenience. From Sedation Dentistry to same-day crowns, call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Captain Bobby joins us in just about 25 minutes for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Plus, we'll check in with Rob Holbert from Lanyap in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to talk about, a lot of stuff going on in the city. And by the way, another tip of the hat to the folks with the Mobile Fire and Rescue Department getting that ISO 1 rating. Go back and check out the podcast of yesterday's Midday That's Mobile, awesome. In hour number one. You can hear our discussion with Chief Seely talking about how they accomplished that, the amount of work that was done. You go to podcast on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Just pick Midday Mobile on Wednesday, click hour number one, and you can listen right there. All right, 7:21 and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
All righty. Thank you, Sean, and I would just like to personally salute all of our firefighters and their families, too, because you think about how much, how many hours they have to be away from their loved ones to save our loved ones to go back home safely. So thank you very, very much. It is 7:21 on your Thursday morning. A Mobile teenager charged with making a terroristic threat, receiving stolen property, menacing, reckless endangerment, and possession of a weapon on school grounds has been denied youthful offender status. 16-year-old Jonah Neal faces multiple charges connected to that January 2018 shooting outside of Murphy High School, which, of course, is in Midtown Mobile. An investigation revealed that he pointed a stolen gun at several students and administrators. Once he was chased outside, Mobile police confirmed he fired multiple shots. Thankfully, though, no one was injured. As for Neal, he remains in Metro Jail at this hour. We talk about the importance of voting, but I have never heard a story quite like this. We all know the nation was watching Mississippi, that race between Democrat Mike Espy and eventual winner, Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith. And while Hyde-Smith, she retains her seat, it's a different headline that has people talking after a woman's husband collapses at the polling place. He's taken to the hospital and he dies, and his wife comes back to vote. According to the Associated Press, Emmett Booth collapsed as he was coming through the door to vote at the South Macomb Baptist Church Tuesday morning. Booth was at the polling place to vote in a U.S. Senate runoff between Espy and Hyde-Smith. He was then taken to the hospital where he later died. His wife, Marie, returned later in that same day to cast her ballot. The Pike County, Mississippi Election Commission Chair, Trudy Berger, said Mrs. Booth told her, quote, that's what her husband would have wanted her to do. As for Hyde-Smith, she will serve out the remaining 2 years of former Republican Senator Cochran, who resigned due to health concerns. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you so much, Kelly. And another survey out from the folks over at Wallet Hub that seem to be anti-Mobile. It just seems that way. But new ranking out here for Mobile. Story from Wallet Hub and our news partners at WKRG. Mobile ranks in the top 25% of America's sinful cities, according to a new study by Wallet Hub. They compared more than 180 U.S. cities across 37 key indicators of evil deeds.
But so you're saying evil sin, that type of sin.
I guess it says including. Okay, so here are the evil deeds, including violent crimes per capita, adult entertainment establishments per capita, excessive drinking, jealousy, and lust. Now, how do they... How do they gauge jealousy and lust? And where's that index? And by the way, Mobile ranked 44th overall. It's the worst ranking. Its worst ranking was 20th in Evil Vices. That was, I guess, Mardi Gras. They said may have any of the cities with Mardi Gras kind of get moved up the list.
Do you think some of the people who work there, they lived here at one time and they just had some bad experiences?
I don't know. It
they
seems like
stick it.
It seems like Wallet Hub. This always and they yeah. used to. They used to try to get on the show with me. They did for a while, but I said. An email back to him. I think Dalton and I talked about this. I said, when y'all have some kind of rankings that aren't dogged out by hometown, then I'll get you back on the show.
If you're wondering how they came up with the jealousy and the lust, they used jealousy by the most thefts and fewest thefts per capita. That's how they included jealousy in there. What? And then as far as the lust, that was the most and least adult entertainment establishments per capita.
Okay.
So they had their own little, I guess, methodology of ranking these cities.
That's kind of skewed, though. How would jealousy be ranked based on that? I don't understand.
Stealing stuff. You want somebody else's stuff or something like that. Just like that big caper.
Okay.
The big caper story we had.
Okay. Yeah. I gotcha. Okay. I take it back.
Oh, we had a big story yesterday. Big caper that some punk kids in West Mobile stole two candy canes and some lights off of bushes in the front yard. They're bolo for them right now. it says the Port City is the most sinful city in Alabama. Birmingham ranked 54th, Montgomery 90th. Really? Really, Montgomery? Y'all, was this taken when session was in or not in Montgomery? You're telling me that Montgomery is less sinful than Mobile? Come on.
I've heard there's some lust up there.
Yeah, a little bit. Not surprisingly, Sin City of Las Vegas is the most sinful city in the nation, according to the study. L.A., New York, Houston, St. Louis round out the top five. Surprisingly, New Orleans did not crack the top 10. They finished 19th. Gulfport, hey, Mississippi Gulf Coast, y'all are on there, 29th overall, maybe because of the casinos. And they said Pensacola was too small to be included in the study, so it didn't, and we don't have a ranking for Pensacola.
I would like to know, who are their sponsors? Because if Las Vegas didn't make it on there...
No, it's number one.
Yeah, number one on the list.
Okay. Yeah, number one.
If there's certain places that should have been a little higher or vice versa, I just want to know who are the sponsors of this survey.
They did not publish said information, so I do not have that in front of me. All right, so there it is. Evil Vices. Once again, Wallet Hub, you're not getting on the show.
You were talking about Montgomery. There is an interesting... because they rank in different categories, you know. Yes. For the lowest charitable donations as percent of income, Worcester, Massachusetts was number one, Laredo, Texas, Providence, Rhode Island. But the highest charitable donations as percent of income, Montgomery, is like lowest on the list.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're not giving much money out in Montgomery.
Unless they're doing it with your tax dollars to, you know, pet projects.
That's right.
That doesn't surprise me. 727 FM Talk 106.5. Top of our website, top of the page at FMTalk1065.com. Three big things, what you need to know to get your day started. Number one on the list, President Trump on the Manafort pardon. He said, I would not take that off the table. A pardon for Paul Manafort is not off the table, said President Donald Trump, drawing swift rebuke from critics who fear the president will use his executive power to protect friends and supporters caught up in the Russia probe. You can read that story. Number two on our list on three big things, the Kremlin says Putin and Trump are to discuss nuclear arms control. We'll see if that goes down. Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump will discuss an array of issues, including nuclear arms control, at their meeting on Saturday on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina. So that's on the to-do list. And this one kind of goes into some of the things we talked about earlier this week. And talking about rehabilitation, Alabama prisons, these kind of things. Headline here out of Montgomery, Alabama to start a new drug rehab program for prisoners. Governor Kay Ivey awarded $504,892, to be exact, for the formation of a new drug rehabilitation program. The Residential Substance Abuse Treatment Program will be implemented at 7 prisons around the state and aims to help inmates break their dependence on drugs, preventing a return to criminal behavior. We were talking about that the other day with recidivism rates and looking at states like Texas that have done some really open-eyed things. And Texas, not exactly easy on crime, but they are lowering the number of people in their prisons. Quote here from the governor, we should strive to ensure that once a person is released from prison, they will become a productive member of society. This program provides inmates the opportunity to escape their drug habit while in prison and create a new slate when they're released, end quote. Now, counselors specializing in drug addictions will handle the six-month program, which will keep inmates tested for drugs throughout the day. Seven prisons selected for the program are on our website. You want to just go grab that list. You go to the third story on Three Big Things.
That's Bullitt Correctional Facility in Union Springs, Bibb Correctional in Brent, William E. Donaldson Correctional in Jefferson County, Easterling Correctional Facility in Clio, Station Correctional Facility in Deatsville, Tutwiler for Women in Wetumpka, and Ventures Correctional Facility in Barber County.
All right, there you go. Check out those stories and a whole lot more. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. Dr. Bill's got our forecast. A warm-up coming our way, but rain as well. We'll talk to him in a few, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. A man charged with five counts of attempted murder in a shooting on I-10 is expected to go before a judge for a second straight day. Robert Hooper will enter a plea later this morning. Yesterday, a judge set Hooper's bond at over $1 million. Prosecutors say Hooper chased a car for 7 miles down Interstate 10, shot out the tire, and then pulled up next to the car, firing multiple shots inside. One of those shots hit his 9-year-old daughter in her shoulder. The driver of an SUV who slammed into the back of a school bus carrying Robertsdale High School students admits he wasn't paying attention, according to police. James Walton is hospitalized at University Hospital in Mobile. Four students were injured. They're expected to be okay. The Alabama Department of Transportation is installing a new cable guardrail on a stretch of I-10 near the spot where a tour bus carrying a Texas marching band crashed in March. The guardrail will eventually extend to the Florida state line. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Lukashenko says he will impose restrictions on Russian citizens in Ukraine. This follows the Russian seizure of three Ukrainian vessels on their cruise last weekend, and new reports the Russians are effectively blockading several Ukrainian seaports. Fred Pletkin is following all this from Moscow.
The Russians, of course, holding the Ukrainians responsible. The Ukrainians saying absolutely not. It was the Russians that violated international law.
Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting the Trump administration is considering new background checks on Chinese students in the U.S., citing growing concerns about spying. Former Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane reported to a suburban Philadelphia County jail this morning to begin a sentence for leaking grand jury material and lying about it. Yesterday's enthusiasm on Wall Street over the Fed chairman saying they may slow down interest rate hikes next year with the Dow gaining over 600 points seems to have melted away this morning. Pre-market trading is registering moderate losses across the boards in this hour before the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. President Trump has renewed threats to impose tariffs on imported cars after GM announced job cuts and plant closures. Trump tweeted the tariffs are being studied and that duties could have stopped the GM closures. Separately, the Trump administration warned it may raise tariffs on Chinese car imports. The fresh trade threats come as Trump prepares to meet his counterparts at the G20 summit this weekend. UPS has passed its first early holiday season test, according to Ship Matrix, which analyzes the shipping data. The package delivery company delivered 98.3% of its parcels shipped during Thanksgiving week on time. CVS Health has completed its nearly $70 billion acquisition of Aetna, creating a new industry giant. The combined company has ambitious goals geared toward curbing healthcare costs and improving consumers' experience. Crude oil sharply higher, trading up 60 cents at $50.89 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are modestly lower. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Dolphin in Springdale. We've got an accident without injuries, and state troopers are there at Grand Bay Wimmer Road in Wind Drive. That's going to be another accident without injuries. There's traffic building along Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt, 65. No delays traveling westbound from Daphne all the way across the Bayway into the downtown area. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road. They offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms and stop by and ask for Vic, Tiff, or Brian. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And a big change from yesterday. I think 31 yesterday when we got the show started, 51 this morning.
Yeah, a big difference with a southerly wind now. That's bringing in some mild temperatures, and it's also going to bring moisture into the area. We can look for partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today. There's a slight chance we could see a shower this afternoon, but we're going to be up around 68, possibly make it to 70 degrees. Now, tonight, quite mild with cloudy skies. I expect a low around 60. And then for Friday, mostly cloudy day and even warmer, up to 75 tomorrow, and again, just a slight chance of a shower. The rainfall activity, though, is really going to increase, so for Friday night, we'll see showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two, and that's going to continue through Saturday. So Saturday, mostly cloudy, a good chance for showers and possibly a thunderstorm, and temperatures in the 70s, possibly as high as 78, maybe even to 80 degrees for Saturday afternoon. On Sunday, again, good chance for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. The showery weather will continue into Monday, which will be in the 70s again with some scattered showers, and then a cold front. And this one should bring us back into seasonable weather. Tuesday, plenty of sunshine and only 62, and then in the 50s on Wednesday with sunny skies. So we'll see a return of the cool weather, but not until Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, and with that rain, any severe weather associated or just rain?
We're going to watch that carefully. Right now, it looks like just shower rainfall activity, and any thunderstorms that form should not reach severe levels. So, but we'll watch that. Things could change. But right now, just plan on quite a bit of rain for Friday night and Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill. Sunday does look better.
A little better on Sunday, but still scattered showers, and we'll stay with those warm temperatures.
All right, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in here on Mobile Mornings. Also, heads up, another great event tonight. This is going on at Cottage Hill Package. Free beer tasting featuring the area debut of Destill Brewery. They're out of Illinois. Marcy from Pinnacle Imports is going to be on hand in the lounge to let you sample the following. Their Vertex Midwest IPA, their Amra Mango IPA, their Weisenheimer Hefeweizen.
Watch yourself, sir.
Their Wild Sour, Here Goes Nothing, their Flanders Red, their Blueberry Ghost, all these tonight and a whole lot more. Free tasting starts at 6 at Cottage Hill Package. And while you're there, too, think about getting your Christmas shopping done for those on your list that like great cigars or a fine wine, a bottle of spirits, or they're like myself and Dalton, fans of the craft beers. What a selection. Huge selection of craft beer. Unless there's people at the store, they can point you in the right direction and make sure you get that best six-pack or whatever you want to buy for that person on your list. Or if you're stocking up to have a great wine for your Christmas dinner or something like that, they've gotten you taken care of, and they're waiting for you right now. And tonight, that free tasting going on as well at 6, Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Find them online, cottagehillpackage.com, or make sure to like them over on Facebook. 7:38, we'll check headlines next.
Goodwill Easter Seals is taking online orders for the 2018 Christmas on the Coast ornaments. This year's Mobile ornament features Pullman's Bake Shop, celebrating 100 years on the Gulf Coast. The Pensacola ornament features McGuire's Irish Pub. The ornaments change each year. 2018 ornaments are $15, past years just $8. It's not too late to add these beautiful ornaments to your tree. Shop the sale. See the ornaments at gesgc.org.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
7:40, FM Talk 106.5 and 53 now at our studios. Cloudy skies and, like Dr. Bill said, rain on the way. We'll talk more about that coming up next hour. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. The search continues at this hour for 75-year-old Ernest Mickles. He was last seen by his family members back on September the 5th. So the Pritchard Police Department needs your help, as well as the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. They say he left his home in Pritchard September 5th and has not returned. As for his direction of travel at the time of his disappearance, that is still unknown. Officials say he does suffer from gout, he walks with a cane, and he cannot walk for long periods of time without taking a break. So if you have any information about 75-year-old Ernest Mickles and his whereabouts, call Pritchard Police, 251-452-2211. Well, gentlemen, the numbers are in for Cyber Monday, and no surprise, online giant Amazon won in a big, big way. They say they sold more products worldwide on Cyber Monday more than any other day in company history. Amazon customers worldwide ordered more than 18 million toys and more than 13 million fashion items on Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. Christmas lights were the bestseller for Prime Now when it comes to best-selling products at Amazon 4-star and Amazon Books. Well, the Echo Dot, Becoming by Michelle Obama, the Amazon Smart Plug, and the LOL Surprise Series toys. I'm really not familiar with that, but it sounds pretty cool. Best-selling products at Amazon pop-up device kiosks include the Echo Dot and the Amazon Smart Plug. The Echo Dot Ancestry DNA genetic testing ethnicity also were big sellers, as well as the Bose Quiet Comfort 25 acoustic noise-canceling headphones for Apple devices. Here's another one that was really cool. The Fire TV Stick 4K with all new Alexa voice remote and the Fire 7 tablet with Alexa. Other popular devices include the Ring Video Doorbell 2, the iRobot Roomba, there's yours.
Yeah, the Roomba, yeah.
690 robot vacuum, and then the TP-Link Mini Wi-Fi Smart Plug. Cyber Monday spending rose 19.3% over a year to a record $7.9 billion by the end of the day. Now, those numbers according to RetailDive.com. So many of you were shopping, but really you were working, right?
Right,
Cyber Monday?
Of course, yes.
I know how that goes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. I need people to buy lots of those robot vacuum cleaners. So next year when I debut my aftermarket accessory packages for them, that I'll have a robust market.
Have you trademarked said?
I drew it out on the back of an envelope. What I need to do is mail it to myself. You know, the poor man's trademark. You do it and mail it. Yeah, these days, but somebody said you could goof with that. In the old days, they would tell us to do whatever your invention is, mail it to yourself, and don't open that envelope, and then you have the postmark for the date, and you get it on record that way. But no, it's, just exploring some options. If y'all have robot vacuums that end up getting challenged by things like Legos, and Legos and things like Legos in your house, you would be like a cow catcher is on the front of a locomotive, but it would be a ring of that that would go around the robot vacuum. So it would deflect those items that could cause a problem. And the nice thing is, by the time that the vacuum gets done, it'll have pushed all the Legos to the side of the room to where you can collect them quickly.
I can't believe you're telling
shop
these
vac.
Details. Somebody right now is Etch-a-Sketching this one.
Yeah, so, well, they can work with me. We'll collaborate on this thing. 743 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
I feel the need for speed.
That's right. Blazing fast gigabit internet speeds from Harbor Communications. Are you a condominium owner here on the Gulf Coast that needs gigabit fast internet? Did you know fast internet is the number one requirement for today's rental guests? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, the only locally owned facility-based phone and internet company in the area. You call us, you get us. Fast, friendly, local service. Harbor Communications serves hundreds of multifamily properties throughout the Gulf Coast region for phone, internet, and high-definition TV. Harbor is excited now to be offering gigabit-class speeds to our multifamily properties, delivered by Harbor's own fiber network, boasting synchronous up-and-down speeds. With the ever-increasing demand of internet, let Harbor upgrade your building to deliver gigabit-class internet experience your family and guests will rave about. Call us to learn more about our satisfaction guarantee with all new bulk service agreements, or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Prosecutors will lay out part of their case against a group home worker accused of killing an autistic man. The suspect in the case, Trent Yates, will be in court this morning for a preliminary hearing. Yates worked at a group home in Mobile where 21-year-old Matthew Cox lived. A confession 34 years after the crime. A convicted killer serving time in a California prison told investigators he also murdered two women in Mobile.
Why was he even on the street? The system really failed these women.
Gloria Bonner's mother, Hannah Mae, and her friend, Ida Mae Campbell, were killed in August 1984. Samuel Little recently confessed to nearly 90 murders in a dozen states spanning from 1970 to 2005. A Dothan man pretending to be a college softball recruiter has been convicted in Florida for producing child pornography. 42-year-old Jason Ford posed as a recruiter for the University of North Florida and University of South Carolina. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
7:46 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Georgia Tech announced in a statement yesterday that longtime head football coach Paul Johnson will step down after this season. Johnson's 189 career wins ranks fourth all-time among active FBS coaches. The 61-year-old coach is also fourth all-time at Georgia Tech with an 82-59 record. His career coaching record has those 189 wins and 98 losses over 22 seasons. Johnson guided the Yellow Jackets to the ACC Championship back in 2009, and he finished first or second in the Coastal Division in 7 of his 11 seasons. This season, the Yellow Jackets finished with a 7-5 record. Now they await the announcement of their bowl game opponent. Also yesterday, Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm announced that he will remain head coach at Purdue rather than become the new Louisville Cardinals head coach. Many people expected Brohm to return to the school where he played quarterback in his college career. Instead, he will remain at Purdue. Yahoo reports that Louisville offered Brohm $35 million over 7 years, but that Purdue, quote, sweetened Brohm's current $4 million per year deal to as much as $6 million annually while offering additional incentives to stay. Brohm led Purdue to a 6-6 mark mark this season that included a 49-220 upset over Ohio State. He was previously 30-10 in 3 years as the coach of Western Kentucky from 2014 to 2016. Then following Brohm's announcement, the high school that he used to attend in Louisville, Trinity High School, canceled classes for today after an alleged threat was made against the school on Twitter due to Brohm's decision. Brohm attended Trinity, as did his brothers Greg and Brian, and their father Oscar is still an assistant coach with the football team. St. Matthew's Police Chief Barry Wilkerson told ESPN that his department and the FBI are currently investigating the matter. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars lost to Southern Miss 71-67. The Golden Eagles were led by Cortez Edwards, who scored 19 points. Tyree Griffin and Leonard Harper Baker each scored 18 for Southern Miss. Corey Holden led South Alabama with 28 points. He made 8 3-pointers last night. Roderick Sykes scored 14 for the Jags, and Josh Ajayi scored 11. And apparently it was Cupcake Wednesday in the SEC. Number 8-ranked Auburn crushed St. Peter's 99-49. Number 6, Tennessee beat Eastern Kentucky 95-67. Number 10-ranked Kentucky took care of Monmouth 90-44. And in the only close game last night, Ole Miss topped San Diego 93-86. Tonight at 6 o'clock, only one SEC game. The Alabama Crimson Tide are in Orlando, Florida to face the UCF Knights. UCF is currently favored by 6 points. And in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers traded veteran guard Kyle Korver to the Utah Jazz for 2 future second-round picks and guard Alec Burks. 7:49 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. A few showers are possible with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 60, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Dolphin Street and Springdale Boulevard, they've got an accident, and now all the way over the overpass, it is crawling right by the interstate. We're getting phone calls about that. Again, that accident off in Springdale. No injuries involved, but it really is slowing up traffic on the overpass in that area right by the church. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast premier Christmas tree farm, Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill, Alabama. With a 40-acre farm and thousands of trees to choose from, see them at fishrivertrees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
752 FM Talk 1065. On the way, check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 1065 Fisher Report. Right now, let's get some headline reports from Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. Police have made an arrest in the November 23rd robbery of a Subway restaurant in Mobile on Airport Boulevard. Happened just before 4 p.m. on that Friday. Authorities arrested 35-year-old Charles Max Van Lewis III. Investigators say he pulled out a gun, demanded money from the register, and then took off with $60 in cash. Lewis is charged with robbery in the first degree. Crunching numbers now as the state of Alabama has experienced its strongest growth in tax revenues last fiscal year than at any time since the Great Recession a decade ago. That information coming from Acting State Finance Director Kelly Butler. He says the tax dollars that support the Education Trust Fund, the main source of state funding for schools and colleges, grew by $428 million, which is 6.8% more than 2017. Revenues were $6.75 billion in fiscal year 2018, which ended September the 30th. The biggest taxes supporting the ETF are income tax and sales tax. The general fund, which is supported by a different set of taxes and tends to grow much slower than the ETF, that grew by $76 million, 4% to $2 billion. For both funds, the growth exceeded projections, so says Kelly Butler. Income taxes, the biggest source of school funding, grew by more than 300 over the previous year. So Butler says these numbers rose more quickly after January, after Congress passed a tax cut package. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
All right, thank you so much, Kelly. 7:53 and time for the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. They got the gear you need for Christmas gifts, hint, hint, and also the gear that our buddy Captain Bobby of the A-Team uses to catch those fish out there. And it is time to check in with the man of the hour, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
It's always Christmas when you're a fishing guide, bro. You know that. That's
for sure. I've watched you from a distance, and I get it. I get it for sure. Let's talk about that. What's under the tree? Because last week when we were talking, you were talking about some of that great redfish bite in South Mobile County, the south end of the bay down there. So I took the Sullivan kids, and we got after it. Had a great trip, and we're
and
doing
it. And, boy, you guys toughed out. You got a tough crew there, Sean. I'm telling you, guys toughed out some nasty weather.
It was cold, yeah, Thanksgiving morning. And I bundled up those Sullivan kids, and we went and caught redfish and speckled trout. But we were dealing with a big flush of fresh water at that point. That's the reason we went south. What's the situation looking like now?
Man, it's steadily getting better. You know, if you keep, you know, the barometer as far as like the flood or the fresh water coming down through the delta, for me and for a lot of people, is what the pool at Berry Steam Plant. So if you look at it, it's getting where it's, you know, varying around between 4 and 5 feet. That's getting fishable in the delta. And I took a chance Saturday morning and went up there, ran up the delta a little bit and found some decent water, didn't find any fish, but I did manage to catch some fish at the very lower end of the delta, you know, the very southern end of the delta, which is odd for this time of year. You know, if the fish were reading the calendar, they know that they should be 6, 8, 10 miles up into the delta.
Right.
They obviously didn't get the same calendar I did. So anyway, I think what's happening as far as the northern end of the bay is you're getting a lot of fish trying to push up into that delta. I think, you know, if we don't get any big deluges north of us, you know, I think we're going to hopefully salvage the rest of the winter up there. You know, in the meantime, since then, been back down the central and lower parts of the bay, and I'm glad to say we covered kind of all of it in the last couple of days, and proud to say that redfish bite's just still been fantastic, man. That really, really excites me. The other good thing is, and even some of the tidal rivers, you know, down the western side and the southern end of the bay, the trout fishing's good too. You know, you can still put some trout in the boat. We've just hit on some fish this morning, a perfect morning down here, and hit on some pretty nice trout using the slick lures, which tells me that these fish may be kind of easing into a little bit more of a late fall winter transition in some of the other tidal rivers that aren't as affected by the upstate rain.
Now you say slick lure tour. Take a quick chance here to tell people what that is.
Well, if you know what a mirror lure is, take a look at a mirror lure and picture it being a soft mirror lure that you can rig a variety of different ways. In other words, the manufacturer doesn't, you know, have a specific way to rig it. You can vary the weight on the lure, but and the gist of it is it's like a soft mirror lure, and it's a wonderful bait this time. Well, really any time of the year, but boy, it really seems to work well during the winter when the shrimp get out of some of these rivers and the fish get on the fin fish, the trout get on the fin fish. It works really well. They got them at McCoy's, by the way. Joey or Chip or anybody over there can help you out with them. they know what colors we're using and stuff, so they can help you with the right color over there. But it's a wonderful bay, and I'd recommend at least bringing a couple of them if you're going to be fishing in some of the rivers in the next week or two.
Absolutely. Captain Bobby, tell folks if they want to get a trip booked with you to fish right now, or maybe a gift certificate to put under that Christmas tree, how they get in touch.
18fishing.com will get you in touch with us, and you can call us or email us. And like you said, I sent out a couple of gift certificates before I left this morning, and you know, so that's it's a great way to you know, to get it in somebody's hands, and then we just let them book the trip and actually kind of pay us after we get the trip in. This, we call it the A-Team layaway plan.
I love it. Captain Bobby, thank you. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a good weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them today. We're coming right back.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. A man charged with 5 counts of attempted murder and a shooting on I-10 is expected to go before a judge for a second straight day. Robert Hooper will enter a plea later this morning. Yesterday, a judge set Hooper's bond at over $1 million. Prosecutors say Hooper chased a car for 7 miles down Interstate 10, shot out the tire,